Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer and we get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we are so blessed and we thank you with all of our hearts for your precious word. Yes. We thank you for loving us, Lord. You loved us. You've loved us all the time. You so love the world that you gave Jesus. And we thank you. We receive that love today. We believe that love today. And we thank you for opening our eyes, opening our understandings so that we can walk by faith. Faith worketh by love. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Join me again today in welcoming Jesse Duplantis.
Thank you, sir.
Jesse.
It's an honor to be here.
You're the busiest human being I ever known in my life. You and Jerry Savelle.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to know how much it honors me and it honors this ministry for us to have a part in your life and ministry. It's a great honor, sir.
Well, it's an honor
and
for me.
We're blessed to have you, man.
Thank you, sir. I'm excited about what God is doing through your ministry. You know, we've been together preaching almost every place, especially in the Believers' Conventions, the International Believers' Ministers' Conferences. And I just find that you're getting faster and faster. You're getting more energy and more energy.
Praise
God. That means that me and Jerry got to have more energy and more energy, too. You know?
The name of that is grace, brother.
Yes,
amen, the grace of God that's with me. Yeah. And that's spiritually true. It's mentally true. And it's physically true. The Lord just took me through another session, and just recent months, where it's time to strip it down to fighting weight, brother, and starting with your spirit.
Yes, indeed.
You're not going to be able to do much with your body unless you do something with your spirit.
That's right.
The world will tell you how to lose weight and all that. See if you can find them tell you how to keep it off.
Yeah, that's the tough
part. Because you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to do something about it. See, here's the difference. Okay. There are those that desire to be well. Mm-hmm. There are those that are just tired of being sick. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you desire to be well, I pray that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Now, the prosperous soul, that had to do with the health as well as
That's
prospering
right.
in your see, prosper people think they immediately go to money.
That's all
you
can think of.
Money is just a piece of the pie.
That's right.
And without it, you're incomplete.
Right.
But you have to learn how to prosper means to excel in things desired. Well,
right.
You can excel in the wrong stuff.
Right. All day long.
But spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. The cross of Jesus Christ and His resurrection from the dead covered every spectrum of human existence.
Right.
Well, now, there are those that have a desire to be well.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to prosper in your soul.
Right.
And you're going to have to prosper in your spirit to prosper in your soul.
Right.
So, those that just tired of being sick, you don't get much.
Right.
You try to get somebody to pray for you, maybe try to stand on the word a little bit and all that, but you're going to go on a diet for a few weeks.
And you grow more tired.
And then you're going to go back and do what you was doing before, and that don't work.
That's the problem.
But the guy that has a desire to be well, he's got purpose in his desire.
Amen.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, and I got to strip this thing down to fighting weight, brother. I got to strip this spirit of the sin
yes,
so
indeed.
Easily besets it. I got to strip my mind of all this secular stuff. I got to get this body in shape.
Amen. Well, what happens is what you have to do is do a life change. You got to change what you're doing. When you get saved, you change what you're doing. When you get healed, you change
If you don't, you're going to go back like you
exact
were.
Same thing.
That's the way the spiritual law is built.
That's why diets don't work.
They don't work.
Because see, once you get off of it, you're looking good.
And I'm going to tell you something else, Jesse. You can't change it much without the Word of God.
That's correct.
Because your flesh demands too much out
right,
of you.
Right. Right.
Now, you can come to a place. Now you have to do it with the grace and the help of God. You can't
sure.
do it on your own. Your
right.
flesh won't let you.
Right.
But you're just going to have to come to a place where you bless the name of the Lord God Almighty. Help me, Lord. Help me. Just bury your face in the floor.
Glory to God.
And go before God. Help me with this. I don't want to be a carnal-minded man anymore. I don't want anything like that anymore. I want to be everything you'd have
Hallelujah.
Me to be. You need me strong. You need me well. You need me prosperous because I'm your soldier. I go where you tell me go. I be what you tell me to be. And I'm not going to drag this extra 20 or 30 pounds around on me. I'm not going to allow myself. I'm almost 80 years old. What difference does that make? The Word says
right.
the days of man are 120 years.
Yeah.
That's just as much the Word
That's
as
right.
by His stripes you were healed.
That's man. Right.
And the Lord been on me about that lately.
Praise the Lord.
Anyway,
don't you live by your spirit? When you live by your spirit, your body will go by what you... The body only receives dictates. It doesn't
That's right.
know what
it
to
just
do.
It does what it's told to do.
It's just... Now, if you're living by your spirit through a crucified or through a renewed mind or through a renewed soul, it don't matter how old you are.
See, No.
I used to think, how could Moses climb a mountain at 120 years old and not wearing the glasses? Now, I'm not against if you're wearing glasses. This is not a critical
Get
thing.
Get off of the bottom
yeah,
line
yeah.
of the thing.
It's the same thing with money. Let me tell you something about money. The only reason why it's important is because we live in an economic world. When we get to heaven, money don't exist. Why? Because it's not an economic world. You see, where God is physically, money can't be. It's too shallow. It's
yeah.
too small. So it's the same way when you, here you say you're growing older, but in you're growing older, you have become younger.
Well, the inward man.
That's right.
Is renewed day by day.
Yes.
Now, there is a place in the 103rd Psalm, and also the prophet Isaiah mm-hmm. said, even the young men will faint, but those that wait on the Lord shall run and not be weary, walk
and, not,
and
faint.
Not faint.
That's so true. And I
He'll
see that happening in you.
Your youth like the eagles.
That's
but
amazing.
Now, Jesse, you have to make that part of your confession of faith.
Right.
You have to hold, because your old body wants to die. It's trying to die all the time.
Right.
But the Word of God can energize it until you finish your course.
Right. Right. I heard you say something that really ministered to me. And I think it was, you said this, I'm going to die young, old.
At an old age.
At an old age. Now, watch that. See, that's exactly what Moses did. He was young at an old age.
We've got to go there.
Yes.
Let's go to the book of Genesis because we're talking to people now.
Right.
That, well, I'm 50 years old.
Yeah.
I can't stop and do what God called me to do.
Right.
Stop that kind of thinking. Stop it. Right now, I don't care if you're my age.
Right.
I'll be 79 in just a few
right.
days here. Well, I'll be 79 by the time you see this broadcast.
That's right.
So that doesn't have anything to do with it.
That's just a number to you.
Yeah.
And
in Genesis 6, I want to show you something here. And particularly if you have a New Living translation. Genesis 6:3, the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years.
Right.
Now listen to this. This is what the Hebrew text actually says. David, look that up in the New Living Testament, please. Now, this is just huge.
Right.
He said, I'm not going to put up with him living so long, for he is only flesh.
Right.
But we got born again, Jesse.
That's a vast
We're not
difference.
Only flesh anymore. Right. See, and we have become
our
spirit man.
That's right.
Is alive to God.
That's right.
We're not mere men anymore.
No, indeed.
That's what the Amplified Translation says concerning walking in the flesh. Thank you, Tim. My spirit will not put up with humans for such a long time, for they are only mortal flesh. In the future, they're normal. Are you hearing normal? In the future, their normal lifespan will be no more than 120 years.
That's a blessing of the Lord.
Normal.
Normal. That's a normal thing.
That should be normal, Jesse.
Yes, indeed.
That's what God said.
Right.
Now, we took the curse that came later in the wilderness.
Right.
Where God cut them short.
Right.
And to 70 or 80.
And why did that happen? They stagnated. They said, let's stay in the desert.
That's right. We're going to die in the desert. We're going to die in the desert. And God said, okay, you have what you say, die in the desert.
Cruise control.
And here we are thousands of years later doing the same stupid thing.
Exactly.
It is stupid in the light of the Word of God.
That's right. You know, I've learned something, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me. The devil don't have no new tricks. What he was doing on Israel thousands of years ago, he's doing today. He's doing today. They stayed in the wilderness because they got their eyes off the promised land. You see, once you get your eyes off the promise, then promise turns into compromise. You know, the change of promise is three letters, C-O-M. C-O-M, P-R-O-M-I-S-E is how you spell promise. But you add C-O-M to it, it becomes compromise. They compromised. Now watch it. And then them 12 spies went by what they saw. Now, we know that 10 came back with a bad report because of what they saw. Now, you got to remember, the other two saw it too. But they came back and said, we can take this land because they refuse to decrease. They refuse to just, well, I hope we can get there. Well, hope's good, but it's not going to defeat a giant. See? And you're talking about our spirits.
Faith is a substance thing, hope for.
And the evidence of things not seen. Yeah. What's causing you at your age now to have way more energy? Now, you do everything you're supposed to do in the natural realm, and that's common sense. Yeah, that's you got to take care of your body. But is that you keep feeding your spirit. Well, what's happening is there's spiritual things you're feeding your spirit. But by the time they get so deep, they get to the body, they become nutritional. They actually begin to change the cells in your body. Your body is beginning to physically change. And it grabs that strength because he's not on cruise control. Well, I hope I make it to 80 or I hope I make it to 85. Your eyes are on 120. You keep going to that scripture. Now, the body keeps saying this, you think I can live that long? But you keep feeding that. All of a sudden, it says, I can't live that long. Then he says this, I will live that long.
Okay. Now, just lay that right out in front of you. You keep reading that you just described it.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to get Bible hope.
Well, yeah.
Really? Well, you know what? This is as much the Word of God as by His stripes you were healed.
That's right.
You know, maybe I can do this. I hope I can do this. You know, I'd like to be able to finish my course. I hope I can do this. Now, you got to have Bible hope before you have Bible faith.
That's right.
Because hope's always in the future.
Right. It's the blueprint.
I believe He's going to heal me someday. No, you're just hoping so.
Yeah.
But, well, now, wait a minute. The more I meditate on this, God told Joshua, meditate on my word night and day.
That's right.
Now, when you start meditating on that word, you start getting where you can't stand where you are. You can't stay stagnant. I got to do something here, man. My God, man. What happens? Your capacity for faith starts to grow. And you start meditating on that thing, man. And you start meditating. Hey, now, here's where you wind up. Faith, you start out with hope, faith, and love.
Right.
They said, he brought us out here to kill us.
That's right. And
no.
No.
No, he loved you. He brought you out here for the promised land.
That's right.
They had no revelation of his love.
What happened, they cruised out. You see, that's what's happened to the church. Remember this? You've heard this all your life. Well, now you're saved. And hang on the best you can. So you can make
everybody
heaven.
Got sin from, you know. Yeah.
All of a sudden,
yeah.
You shut
just
down.
Just an old sinner saved by grace.
How many times you felt the healing power of God? It first came from your spirit.
Sure.
It went through your soul. All of a sudden, your body went, whoa. And the healing, it's not like a miracle. It's instantaneous. It can be. But all of a sudden, you begin to feel better for a lack of. What's happening is you're changing spiritual concept into physical power.
And it was working a long time before you felt anything.
Yes, indeed.
It was
there
working.
Yes.
And particularly if you're meditating those healing scriptures and you're working on them and hope starts building and faith starts giving substance to that, and the next thing you know, you start saying, you know, I believe I'm healed.
Yes, sir.
I believe I'm healed. This thing's working in me.
When I've seen you and myself, we should always be at peace, but never at ease. And what I mean by that is, yes, the peace that passes all understanding. But what happens is you can stay there and then you cruise control again. And your enemy of increase, all of a sudden your body begins to revert back to the aging process. What's happening to you, Brother Copeland,
Jesse,
is...
that's good.
Yes, indeed.
Man, that's
you
good.
Are changing. Listen to me. We ain't nuts. We know something about this Word of God. We're not novices at that. You're changing physical cells in your body.
Oh, yeah.
Through spiritual things, because you refuse to cruise out. You refuse to cruise control. See, all of a sudden, the body will say, well, I guess that's all this is it. So the only thing left is decay. See, so it starts decaying. But what happens is if you keep putting these life power of the Word of God into it, that decay goes away. It says, he must want us to grow more. He must want us to have more energy. It takes these spiritual things and change them into physical things. And if doctors could see it happen. Remember what it said that John G. Lake, one time he put his finger on a slide and it was the bubonic plague, I think,
mm-hmm.
and the cells mm-hmm. died.
Oral Roberts had an appendix,
mm-hmm.
appendicitis attack.
Mm-hmm.
This was in his later years. And they took him in the hospital. And they were running some tests on him before they see exactly what's going on here before they operate on him.
Mm-hmm.
And they were scanning that. And they saw where his appendix hadn't ruptured, but it was inflamed and it was,
right.
you know, swollen up. He's laying there on the on that bed, and he said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in the book of Philippians, where the Apostle Paul said, no church has joined me in giving and receiving, but you only.
Mm-hmm.
And that Greek word there in receiving is actually the Greek word for receipt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, I've sowed a lot of healing. I've sowed a lot of finances. I've got a lot of seed in the ground. And he said, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this surgery business. He'd had his shoulders
right.
operated on. And he said, I'm tired of that. I'm pulling on one of my receipts right now.
Sir. Yes, sir.
That doctor in there went shouting. He said, look, 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 look. It started healing right while he's looking at it, Jesse. They saw it go back to normal, man.
He refused to cruise control out. He changed.
Now, if he hadn't, this is Oral Roberts, but you don't get healed just because you Oral Roberts.
That's right.
No, you get healed because you believe God. I don't care who you are.
Yes, you are.
And he said, I'm tired of this. I cash one of my receipts in.
And it starts changing physical and out. On one of your shows one time, I can't remember the person you had on, they said that when you started, this person said, when you started speaking in tongues, that your mind, it stopped. Because the Holy Ghost was talking.
Leaf was talking about
now watch
that.
This.
Dr. Leaf.
You know why? You're building yourself up on your most holy faith. That is going into something physical.
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And something's happening.
And physical things, oh, Lord Jesus, I can run around this table. Physical things begin to happen. Your cellular structure, oh, I feel this. Some of you having Alzheimer's or dementia problems, you start speaking this word of God out loud. It will literally begin to turn into, it will go into the brain, your physical.
It's not the mind, it's the brain.
That's
the
right.
Brain's got a problem.
Yes,
the brain. It needs healing.
That's right. It'll begin to change that. I don't care how old you are, because you know what? Alzheimer's, don't care if you're old or not. Young people have got that. I mean, they've had Alzheimer's at 35, 40 years old. So it wasn't that you have to be 75, 85, whatever. No, no. You can change anything. With this power, if you don't cruise control out, what happens is you can keep your body. And I'm going to tell you, that's why Moses, Moses just couldn't die. The Lord had to just, look, you got to come with me. Enoch got so close, he didn't.
He didn't die.
That's
absolutely
my point. You
yeah,
see?
It did.
We're out of time again.
My God. Well, the changing, dominating power of the Word. Micah, the prophet, said, a virgin will have a baby in Bethlehem.
Yes. Yeah.
715 years later, it happened. Now, get this, my brother and sister. Listen carefully. That word dominated governments. That word dominated the lives of armies and peoples and kings. It dominated Caesar right up to the point where he called for taxes in a very unusual way.
Right.
You got to go back to your hometown. That word dominated his thinking,
that's
my brother. The word can dominate your brain.
Oh,
the
boy.
Word can dominate your eyes. The word will dominate your kidneys. But
yes,
you're going to have to get in it, put it here, put it here, put it here. And come out your mouth.
And it will produce.
It'll produce. We'll be back in a minute.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.